welcome to my abode. Make yourself feel at home. Leave your shoes at the door, if you please. Though it's been a rough year, I'm so glad that you're here to endure a few hours with me. See the kitchen so clean, every counter pristine, as the smell of fresh coffee abounds. Yes, I've taken great care, organized and prepared, not a speck of debris to be found. Now as we traverse through the hallways of this mansion of complexities, I must kindly remind you to always ask permission before you proceed. I don't mean to be rude or to undermine you, but I promise it's for your own good. 'Cause coming up pretty soon, we'll be passing a room which is sure to be misunderstood. I can see that you're already pondering. Curiosity looms in your stare. I suppose just to keep you from wondering, you should see for yourself. But beware. Here we are at the door, I'll apologize more for the dust and the creaking of springs. 'Tis a room made to hold anything found with flaw, a collection of imperfect things. See the couch cushions worn, and the rug that is torn, and the curtains are hand-me-down too. Basically anything that falls short of ideal ends up in this unsightly room. Perhaps you may think it's repressive. There's no reason to hide such a space. Well, to that I'll admit I'm obsessive when it comes to saving face. I'm aware that it's not a sustainable means, keeping all the excess in one room. And I'm sure that someday I'll throw it all away, but that day won't come anytime soon.